visiting with PCM head football coach Greg Bonnet to recap their Friday night game against Nevada. Coach, you know, you guys, unfortunately, just kind of a bat-breaking play there to end the game. Walk me through a little bit of the game against Nevada.
Well, you know, we played a real tough team. They were very good. I give a lot of credit to them and everything. And you know, had some pretty solid players out there. And I thought we played pretty dang well, really, considering. And wound up coming down to, well, I think we were up 28 to 24, and there was literally 0 seconds left on the clock, and the old Hail Mary pass, and we're kind of right there, and their guys a little bit taller than our guys, and he caught it, and you know, that's c'est la vie. It's one of those heartbreak moments, but you know, it's something we can definitely learn from. Wasn't all bad. Definitely wasn't all bad. There's a lot of good things in that game, but as we look at it, I think we'll see there's plenty to work on.
You know, after an ending like that, kind of what do you do as coach to kind of pick your team up? Because I'm sure it was probably hard on some of the guys.
I think they're trying to pick us up. But, you know, it's a heartbreaker for everybody, you know, no doubt about it. But, you know, it's one of those things that at the end of the day, it's a high school football game, and it was very exciting. And, you know, we're lucky to even have the opportunity to be in that position. So, you take a look at it, and it's a heartbreaker for sure, but it's early in the season, and there's a lot of good that can come from this. You know, I'm really convinced of that. And, you know, our guys, we talk about how it doesn't matter if we win the game, if we lose the game, you know, if we make a great play or an indifferent play. I mean, the thing is to get better, you know, always keep getting better at everything. And, you know, we're starting out, I think, playing at a reasonably high level. You know, I'm not going to say a really high level, but a reasonably high level. And I think we have guys, young guys that are, you know, very committed, and seniors that are going to step up and do some leading.
Yeah, you know, you guys having a pretty big win last week in Sigourney, Kyoto, and then, you know, just 2 points short against a tough 3A Nevada team tonight. You know, we talked about before the season started that there was a little bit of unknowns going into the season. You said you had some young and experienced guys on the team. Where do you feel that you're at right now with the team, and are you guys a little bit ahead of the process of where you thought you would be at?
Oh, it's tough to say that. You know, I think that if we win that game tonight, I'm probably saying, yeah, you know, we're definitely playing heads, you know, ahead above what I thought we were capable of. But, you know, we lose it, so it's tough to say that. And but, you know, I have to look at the film and everything like that. But what little I've seen and what I can recall of the game, you know, most of our the things that led to that loss are definitely not effort related. You know, most of them are just kind of mistakes and technique, you know, just little things. And so, you know, that's if you got the effort, and our guys definitely give that, you know, I think we can, you know, be a really good football team by the end of the year.
You know, in terms of offense this year, Coach, you know, what are kind of your initial thoughts through two games? I know there was a lot of production that you guys had to supplement from some guys that had graduated after last season, but kind of initial thoughts on the offense. How do you feel that they have been moving the ball so far?
I've been really happy with the offense. You know, I think our quarterback, you know, Chase Wagaman, is a really good football player. He's a good athlete all around, but I think he's taken a lot of strides in really understanding what it is our offense wants to do, and he's kind of taken it upon himself to become, you know, a student of the game. And, you know, and so we don't have Adrian, you know, we don't have the explosive running back type of player, but, you know, Wags is really super good at taking advantage of what the defense is getting us. You know, he knows when the box is stacked and he can check. We give him a little, you know, he has the right to check to a pass and things like that. And he's calling the right ones. I mean, he's been really good. Our wide receivers, you know, Steenhook and Wendt have really done a great job of doing their job. You know, we say it's not a real glamorous thing because we're a power football team, but you're going to get the opportunity if they start trying to shut down our power. And so, you know, offensive production, I think, has been awesome this year.
Yeah, on defense, and I know you kind of call the defense and oversee that side of the football. Where do you guys feel like you're at on defense, and do you feel that you're in a good spot compared with where you are last year, or do you feel that there's a lot you guys need to step up on a little bit?
Well, you know, not compared to last year. These guys have a lot, you know, it's a new team, you know, so to speak that way. The guys don't have the experience. You know, most of them, a lot of them are sophomores and juniors out there that are playing for, their first varsity snap. So we're not there yet. There's some little things. I mean, like I said, it's definitely not effort related. It's just stuff that I can do a better job of coaching and just making sure that, we're understanding just, you little things like your body has to stay square, you can't turn and all this stuff, keep your eye on your key to a certain point and then go. And so, it's a young thing, but it's not a bad thing for sure. It's kind of a fun thing. And good thing about this team is I know we're gonna look at this loss and we're gonna get a lot better from it.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close up, you guys are playing your last non-district game next week against Williamsburg, a game that you'll have at home. Good football team. They lost tonight to Solon, but kind of how do you approach that Williamsburg game and kind of get ready when you start going into district play?
Well, I think with Williamsburg, they have a lot of, elite speed on their team, I think, and really good players. So it's going to be a matter of making sure that we got a good system in to take away their good players as best that we can, and make sure that it's the other players that are beating us and don't just get beat by their best players. And if I think we can do that, we'll definitely have a fighting chance.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Enjoy your weekend and best of luck against Williamsburg.
All right, thank you.